This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in a program at Dediapara in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi will also visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat this morning to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, which is one of India's most ambitious infrastructure projects, symbolizing the nation's leap into the era of high-speed connectivity. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, has secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. Our correspondent reports that an informal meeting of the coalition partners of National Democratic Alliance, including JDU and BJP, is expected to take place today in Patna to discuss the formation of the new government. Early indications suggest that Nitish Kumar is likely to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Bihar for a record 10th term. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of RJD's Jungle Raj.
Bihar mein kuch dalon ne tushtikaran wala MY माय फॉर्मूला बनाया था पर इस जीत ने एक नया MY माय फॉर्मूला दिया है और ये है महिला और यूथ और इसमें उनकी इच्छा उनकी आकांक्षा और उनके सपनों ने जंगल राज वालों के पुराने सांप्रदायिक माय फॉर्मूले को पूरी तरह ध्वस्त कर दिया है.
He congratulated the people for their faith in democracy and the Election Commission by voting in record numbers. He called it a victory for democracy, which has strengthened trust in the country's electoral process. Andhra Pradesh has attracted over 11 lakh crore rupees in investments by signing MOUs with 400 companies at the ongoing CII Partnership Summit in Visakhapatnam. The projects are expected to create 13 lakh jobs. Most agreements were inked with the energy, food processing, industry, IT, trade and municipal administration departments. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan inaugurated the two-day summit yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the 13th International Tourism Mart at Gangtok in Sikkim last evening. Tourism ministers of Assam, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, among others, were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Khandu said, Northeast has made tremendous progress in tourism sector under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order allowing a range of food products, including coffee, bananas and beef, to escape his sweeping tariffs. The move comes as his administration faces mounting pressure over rising prices. While President Trump previously downplayed concerns about the cost of living, he has focused on the issue since his Republican Party's poor performance in last week's elections. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has stormed into the semi-finals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya secured a win over former world champion Lo Kian Yu of Singapore in the quarterfinals yesterday. He will now face world number 13 Kenta Nishimoto of Japan today for a place in the finals. In men's cricket, host India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 37 for 1 against South Africa on day 2 of the first test match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.